Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. Today, we have a special report on our Gettysburg event taking place later this week from a studio full of folks who will be there speaking. Friends, our biggest event begins this Thursday. Prophecy in the News Live coming to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania for 3 full days, October 17th through the 19th. That's this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. 12 speakers focusing on Bible prophecy, the rise of the one world system, and biblical mysteries. Listen to the lineup of speakers we have: Bill Federer, Larry Spargimino, Donald Perkins, Dr. Douglas Petrovich, Dr. Lonnie Shipman, Mac Dominic, Dr. Kenneth Hill, Greg Patton, Micah Van Hus, Josh Davis, Larry Stamm, and Clayton Van Hus. Register today when you visit the events page of our website, swrc.com, or call 1-800-652-1144. Now, here's Josh Davis.
Prophecy in the News Live is coming to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, October 17th, 18th, and 19th. And that's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 3 completely full days, morning, afternoon, evening. And we are going to be there in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania at the Wyndham on 95 Presidential Circle. And friends, we want you to join us. We are joined in studio today by a lot of the SWRC speakers, and it's a privilege to be joined with our ministry president, Dr. Kenneth Hill, our Watchman on the Wall host, Dr. Larry Spargimino, the Affirm Apologetics host, Clayton Van Hus, and our Marginal Mysteries host, Micah Van Hus. We're going to be hearing from each of these gentlemen as we give you a highlight and preview of what you can expect at the Prophecy in the News live conference in Gettysburg, October 17th through the 19th. You can still register today by going to swrc.com, click on events, and then you will see the Gettysburg event. There's a schedule of speakers. There is so much information on that one landing page. So check that out. Register there today. Or you can also register by calling us 1-800-652-1144. 1-800-652-1144. Dr. Hill, we are excited to be in Gettysburg. I know that you'll be speaking on prayers of the ancients, and you'll also be leading some devotions. Could you explain to our audience how crucial it is for Christians to come together at an event like this?
Well, you know, the Lord told us through the Apostle Paul that we are to not forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, meaning some have fallen into the lackadaisical way of missing the meetings of the church. Well, this is not a meeting of the local church, but it is a meeting of the church. And we are delighted to get together with folks who love the Lord from different parts of the country. And in some cases, we may have some folks from other countries as well. And when that happens, that's wonderful. We can be blessed and we can be encouraged when we talk to folks from different parts of the world. When we hear what God is doing in their local churches, when we hear the good news of the grace of God as He works in individuals' lives, all of those things are very important. And I think that that's very important for us to get together, those of us who believe the Lord's return is imminent. I think it's important for us to get together and to share notes and to talk to each other about what's going on in the world around us. It encourages the heart, and I think that's very important, John.
Yes, it is. I was emailing back and forth. A lady had emailed our ministry with some prayer requests, and she had been to one of our previous conferences several months ago, and we had had a conversation about a prayer request she had back then, and I was able to reconnect with her, and she just mentioned in her email how much the information that she gleaned at that particular conference has stuck with her. And that's an amazing aspect of it. Now, Pastor Larry, you'll be speaking a couple of different times, once on Friday and once on Saturday. On Friday, you're speaking about the Abraham Proclamation, your book. Why don't you highlight a little bit of the kinds of things you'll be speaking about at the Gettysburg Conference?
Well, thank you, gentlemen. Yes, I am going to be speaking on the Abraham Proclamation, which is basically about the Abrahamic covenant, Genesis 15. It is an unconditional covenant. However, a lot of Christians do not believe it is unconditional. They hold to replacement theology, the view that the church has somehow inherited God's promises to Israel. The church has replaced Israel. I certainly don't believe that. There are so many scriptures that speak about God's everlasting love for Israel. Jeremiah 32:40 says, "And I will make an everlasting covenant with them, that I will not turn away from them to do them good, but I will put my fear in their hearts, that they shall not depart from me." Leviticus 26 is very, very significant. I want to point that out in many other scriptures, but that chapter gives the curses that will come because of Israel's disobedience. Yet, that is not the final word. For example, at verse 44, it says, "And yet, for all that, when they be in the land of their enemies, I will not cast them away, neither will I abhor them to destroy them utterly and to break my covenant with them. But I will for their sakes remember the covenant of their ancestors." You really can't read the Bible and ignore Israel and God's unconditional love for Israel. It's impossible. You know, the Bible tells us we should not boast against Israel. But if some of the branches be broken off, we read in Romans 11:17, "And thou, being a wild olive tree, wert grafted in among them, and with them partakest of the root and fatness of the olive tree, boast not against the branches. But if thou boast, thou bearest not the root, but the root thee." So I think there's so many scriptures that we want to look at. We want to consider who really owns the land. Who are the Palestinians? Were they the original inhabitants of the land of Israel now? What's going on with Hamas and with terrorism? So I'm going to try to bring all of this together in my presentation on the Abraham Covenant.
That's so very crucial, and it's very timely, Pastor Larry, because there's so much happening in today's world. We saw the recent news coming out about Hezbollah and the different kinds of things that's happening in Israel. And we understand that day by day, week by week, month by month, those things are developing quickly. You got another important talk on Saturday speaking about your book about Calvinism, Calvinism on Trial. And the title of the talk is The Errors of Calvin. Can you preview some of that that you'll be sharing in Gettysburg?
Well, I think there are a lot of errors of Calvinism, and it's very confusing to some people. You know, I've heard preaching and teaching on the radio, which is really good stuff. These people are warm-hearted, evangelistic, and all those good things, and then I will hear a message where the same person talks like a five-point Calvinist. And then the next day, as I listen again, he talks like he's not a five-point Calvinist. What's going on? Well, you know, Spurgeon was a five-point Calvinist. But if you listen to his messages and his invitations, he doesn't sound like a five-pointer. Jonathan Edwards was a five-point Calvinist, but there are many things he wrote that doesn't sound like he's a Calvinist. So what am I saying? I'm really saying there's another group of Calvinists, I call them kamikaze Calvinists, who are so consistently five-point that they self-destruct. They're the kamikaze Calvinists. This is the group that splits churches, causes massive problems, murders evangelism, missions, and church planning, all of that go down the drain. They are so militantly reformed that I think they're deformed. They are out of balance. So I want to give non-Tulip people some ammo for the battle. You know, usually when the kamikaze Calvinists attack a church, they win the arguments. I don't want that to happen. Those who come and hear that message, I think they'll have some cannon fodder whereby they'll be able to defend themselves and defend their congregation and preach the everlasting gospel of Jesus Christ. I believe that Jesus died for everyone, and I think I can prove that. My book certainly makes a good case for that.
It is a wonderful book and a very helpful resource, friends. If you don't have a copy of that, we encourage you to pick up that book at swrc.com. It's Calvinism on Trial. And of course, he mentioned the Abraham Proclamation as well. And we are joined by several of our SWRC speakers in the studio today We're highlighting the upcoming Prophecy in the News live event coming to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, October 17th, 18th, and 19th at the Wyndham in Gettysburg. The address is 95 Presidential Circle. And you can get in touch with us today to register, 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Or visit swrc.com. Click on events. Click on the Gettysburg event. There's a registration link, a schedule of speakers, and we have about a dozen different speakers that'll be there. Not just our SWRC speakers, but also Brother Don Perkins, Brother Bill Federer, Dr. Lonnie Shipman, Dr. Douglas Petrovich, Mac Dominic, and the list goes on, Greg Patton, Larry Stamm. And we are joined in studio by Micah Van Hus. He's the author, director of Marginal Mysteries for us. Micah, you'll be talking about Where on Earth is Heaven, and also your book, Secret Societies. Why don't you take just a few minutes and highlight that for our audience and share how important it is for us to be in Gettysburg.
So when Jesus came to the earth, the Jewish leaders missed him because they weren't paying attention to prophecy. And we are for sure living in prophetic times. Jesus says different things when he returns, what they will be. And so he has given us signs to watch out for, and with what's going on in Israel and the Middle East. Definitely prophetic times. If you notice Netanyahu this last few weeks, he mentioned the blessings and the curses in front of the United Nations as he was bombing Hezbollah. And of course, Clayton's getting ready to talk about what he's going to talk about, but the star and the scepter is about the blessings and curses that happened in the Old Testament. Fascinating speech. So I will be speaking, as you said, on Secret Societies, my latest book. You know, we have a lot of fun with that one. This one is a little bit revamped, Secret Society presentation. I've honed it down a little bit more. I'll also be speaking on Where on Earth is Heaven. It is a precursor to my upcoming book, Angels Eternal, where we talk about the spiritual realm, the spiritual beings, how they relate to the earth, time, and all the different things that go into the spiritual being. So that is Where on Earth is Heaven, and I look forward to giving that one at Gettysburg. I do want to make a mention about Mac Dominic, who will be speaking there. He will be debuting his newest book, Cosmic Conflict. It is under the Marginal Mysteries banner, and this book is fascinating. The topics that Mac Dominic is covering about Jesus, the gatekeeper, getting the keys to hell and the keys to heaven. We're talking about 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 18, 19, and 20. These are the 3 days that Jesus' body is dead on the earth and his spirit is on the earth. What does he do on the earth when he is in spirit form? This is a fascinating topic, and Mac Dominic will be debuting Cosmic Conflict at the Gettysburg Conference. I will also be putting out my new book. I've already put it out, but it will be on the table at Gettysburg, A Girl and Her Dinosaur, my second kid's book, full-page spread color about a girl and her dinosaur. We're looking forward to meeting folks in Gettysburg and honoring the Lord.
A lot of exciting things happening with Marginal Mysteries, Micah. I know that you've got the boy and his dinosaur, the girl and his dinosaur, Mac's new book that's coming out, and now you've got a brand new podcast that's launching as well. How can people connect with Marginal Mysteries? What's the kind of thing that people can expect on the video podcast?
Mm-hmm. MarginalMysteries.com, MarginalMysteries.com. My product links all go to SWRC.com, but we do have YouTube links, Facebook links on MarginalMysteries.com if you want to follow and watch the videos. The podcast will be on SWRC.com, and the links will be on Marginal Mysteries as well. I've recorded two of my episodes and get ready to record some more. First one's on the gods of Atlantis, the mythologies of old and how they relate to scripture. That was a fascinating topic to talk about and to film. Then my next podcast, of course, this starts on October the 14th. My second podcast is about the angels bound under the Euphrates River and as how that relates to end times prophecies and some of the things we're seeing today.
That's exciting. So friends, we encourage you to check out Marginal Mysteries, all the wonderful things happening there. We're also joined in studio by the director of our Affirm Apologetics branch of the ministry, Clayton Van Hus, and he'll be sharing a little bit about his talks. And again, we're highlighting this upcoming Gettysburg Conference. Friends, you do not want to miss it. 3 full days. As I said earlier, it's morning, it's afternoon, it's evening. We've got all kinds of special events happening all day long, and you do not want to miss this premier event, and we are excited to be joined with you in Gettysburg October 17th, 18th, 19th. That's Thursday, Friday, Saturday at the Wyndham in Gettysburg. You can register today by calling 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Or go to swrc.com, click on events, and then click on the Gettysburg event where you can find out a lot of information, who's speaking, what they're speaking about, and so much more. Available at swrc.com. Clayton, we welcome you to the mic for the first time in this program. I'm sorry it's taken us half an episode to get to you, but thank you for waiting patiently. And why don't you highlight the kinds of things that you'll be sharing at Gettysburg and also some of the exciting things happening with the firm.
Sure. Thank you, Josh. At the conference in Gettysburg, I'll be speaking on two different topics, and both of them come from a place that I think the Lord has put in my heart, that we look at Scripture and we miss so many things because we don't understand the context, the historical context, the cultural context, and we try to look at things through modern eyes. There's a saying, and I think this saying makes a lot of sense, that the Bible was written for us, but not necessarily to us. So the Bible was written to people thousands of years ago, the New Testament about 2,000 years ago, of course, the Old Testament, if we're looking at Moses 3,400 years ago, time of David 3,000 years ago, this is a long time before now. So we miss a lot of the cultural references, a lot of the understanding that the original readers would have had. One of the talks I'll be doing on Saturday is The Star and the Scepter. And it's talking about the prophecy given in Numbers 24:17 by the prophet Balaam. Now, Balaam was not a good guy. He was not a false prophet necessarily, but he was an evil prophet. When we think of Balaam, we oftentimes go back to Sunday school in our minds. We're like, yeah, that's the guy who had the talking donkey. And that's all we remember about him. The interesting thing is the talking donkey is such a small part of the story. It's just, it's almost just stuck in there. The real story, and a lot of times we think, well, what he did was he blessed Israel. Okay, yeah, that's true. But he also made a prophecy that is foundational throughout Jewish history and into Christian teachings. His prophecy of the star and the scepter, he said that out of Jacob will arise a star and a scepter, and we don't understand those images today. We have a modern thought of a star and a scepter, but the people who originally received that, they understood what a star and a scepter, what those items represented, what they were. And even Jesus himself in the book of Revelation, chapter 22, makes a reference to this prophecy by Balaam. So we're going to talk about the star and the scepter. We're going to put it into its historical context. When this prophet gave this prophecy, what did the Moabites who heard it, what did they think about? Mm-hmm. When the Israelites heard it and it was written down, what did they think about and how did they see things? How did that affect the course of Jewish history for the next 1,400 years and beyond? 1,600 years, we can still see it affecting things. And then, of course, I believe as Christians today, it's still affecting us. We're going to talk about that on Saturday, but on Friday, we're going to be talking about the guardians of the sacred space. And I think this is an interesting thing. I could almost hang out with the Marginal Mysteries guys on this one. Mm-hmm. We're going to be talking about cherubim. And we have these ideas as modern day Christians of there's God, there's angels, and there's humans. And that's a very simplistic view because it's not even anywhere near complete. And so if you watch weird things like the Ancient Aliens stuff on History Channel, or if you go on YouTube and watch people, they put out videos, here's what a real biblical angel looks like. They're missing everything. Mm. These things, we talk about Ezekiel at the River Kibar and the things that he saw and what was going on there. What was the purpose of these guardians? What was the purpose of these cherubim? We first read about them in the Bible in the book of Genesis, that they are placed at the garden. They're in Genesis 3. They're placed at the garden as guardians of that sacred space. People cannot get past them. Mm-hmm. And interestingly, I've been looking into this. This is one of those pieces of material culture that has gone all around the globe. Hmm. You see these ideas of the guardians of the sacred space, always in twos, You see it not just in the ancient Near East, and you do. You see it in Egypt. You see it in the Levant, in Israel, Syria, Phoenicia. You see it up into Assyria, Babylon, the Persians. But it goes beyond that. So we looked at artifacts from the Old Testament that have been uncovered, things that affirm. Now, see, archaeology is not going to prove Scripture, but it will help to illuminate. You know, we think of Thomas when the disciples told him, hey, Jesus has risen. He says, yeah, I'll believe it when I see it. I'll believe it when I can touch him. What did Jesus do about that? Did he accost him? Did he look at him and say, you shouldn't have done that? No, he said, here, put your hand in my side. He said, touch my hands. God gave him what he needed. And that's oftentimes what I like to think of with apologetics through archaeology. And so Biblically Grounded is going to be looking at the evidences of the veracity of Scripture. And we've got all sorts of exciting things coming up on that.
Yes, absolutely. So friends, all these video podcasts that we're describing, Micah's Marginal Mysteries, Clayton's Biblically Grounded, I've got Moment of Prophecy. It'll be available at swrc.com. Under the video tab, or actually the watch tab, click on watch and you can see all these places, and that'll be a wonderful way that you can stay in touch with us. New episodes, Lord willing, will be released every week. Dr. Hill, you'll be speaking about prayers of the ancients. I know that we're incorporating a lot of specific time for prayer at the conference, beginning each day with a certain time of prayer. And you've written that book, Prayers of the Ancients. I know that we're in a very crucial time right now as a country. And why don't you just emphasize one more time the importance of prayer in such a time as this?
Well, when we think of prayer, we think of, at least I think of, what the Apostle Paul told us when he was teaching about prayer. And we know that the apostles taught about prayer. We know that Jesus Christ himself taught us how to pray. The Apostle Paul said we were to pray without ceasing. And of course, I think that most of us cease doing what we're supposed to do without praying about it. I am of the opinion that each one of us needs to pray more. My personal experience is such that the more we pray, the more we need to pray. I find it a wonderful time of blessing when we go before the Lord in his very throne room. These prayers of the ancients teach us how to pray and teach us about prayer, because they are God's people praying to God Almighty and coming through with all sorts of wonderful lessons that are taught from Scripture. And so that's what we'll be talking about, and try to get people interested in doing a little research on their own.
Mm-hmm. And Pastor Larry, we want to come back to you. And what are some thoughts that you have on your heart as we prepare to go to Gettysburg?
I think we need to realize that one of the things we do is we train the mind. To be a thinking Christian is not bad at all. We need to think. For example, one of the things I want to do is to point out the several cognitive distortions that Kamikaze Cavendish show. I'll be very brief here, but for example, all or nothing thinking. Now, that's very, very common in five-point Calvinism. And basically what they're saying, if God is not sovereign in the way the Kamikaze Calvinists describe divine sovereignty, he is not God. Now, that is so ridiculous. I'm going to deal with that cognitive distortion. Then there's another one, overgeneralization. It's like the person who has had to deal with a rude sales clerk who will conclude that all sales clerks are rude and every shopping experience will be stressful. That is not true. That's an overgeneralization. And then there's another cognitive distortion that I think the five-pointers are guilty of, and that is disqualifying the positive. If a non-tulip church is really a good church, they will say, oh, that's extremely rare. They don't preach the 5 points. It can't be a good church. That is another cognitive distortion. So I believe we're going to be looking at the mind. We're going to be looking at the heart and the soul, the whole man. I'm really excited about Gettysburg 2024.
Yes, we are too, friends. We encourage you, please register today. You can give us a call, 1-800-652-1144, to reserve your spot at Gettysburg. We have VIP packages available for those who want to stay in the hotel, have their meals there, and many, many perks that come with that. We encourage you to check that out at swrc.com. Click on events, click on Gettysburg, and you'll find all the details about how to be a VIP with us and all the wonderful resources that are part of the VIP packages. A couple different options to choose from there as well. And if you call us, just ask for the information about that VIP package. We've got about a dozen different speakers that'll be joining us. Pastor Larry and Dr. Hill, Donald Perkins will be there, Bill Federer will be there speaking, Lonnie Shipman will be there speaking, but he's also got a special piano concert that's an exclusive VIP perk that we're excited to bring as part of this wonderful conference and this event that we're hosting in Gettysburg. Dr. Douglas Petrovich will be there. Clayton knows he's a wonderful archaeologist and has written several books, and he'll be speaking about those things. Mac Dominic, as Micah highlighted, a Marginal Mysteries book that'll be coming out and speaking about some interesting topics. I get to be there speaking about the One World Update. There's so much happening in the world that we want to make you aware of, and the kinds of things that's going on and how it points to the setting of the stage for the biblical end time scenario. But we don't want to just leave you with the problems. We want to offer some solutions. And so on Saturday, I'll be speaking about the rise of the one world mind, some of the solutions that we have as we move through these days that we're living in. Greg Patton will be joining us, The Invisible War on the Saints, and a lot of information about those kinds of things. Larry Stamm will be with us, the founder of Larry Stamm Ministries. We're excited to be joined with him in Gettysburg. And of course, Clayton and Micah Van Hus, and we are just excited and we want you to join us. And one more time, it's October 17th, 18th, and 19th. Go to swrc.com or call us today, 1-800-652-1144. Friends, we'd love to see you there. Men, we are looking forward to being together in Gettysburg.
Indeed.
Those were some exciting details on this week's Gettysburg event. Don't forget, this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, October 17th through the 19th, our Prophecy in the News Live event comes to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. A dozen speakers, and you don't want to miss these wonderful topics of Bible prophecy, the rise of the one world system, and biblical mysteries. Register today when you visit the events page of our website, swrc.com. That's swrc.com, and click on Events. Or you can register when you call 1-800-652-1144. Tomorrow, author Mark Henry will reveal a bold plan of action for godly men. Be sure to tune in on your favorite radio station or by simply downloading our free SWRC mobile app. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners like you. Visit swrc.com.